St. Finian's Parish Magazine for June 2025. From the Rector. Dear friends, as this month's magazine goes to print, we are delighted to announce the appointment of Reverend Dr. Ryan Hawke as Curate Assistant here in St. Finian's. Ryan will take up his appointment in mid-June following his ordination to the priesthood on Sunday the 15th of June at 3:30 p.m. in Down Cathedral. We hope as many as possible will come and support Ryan on this special occasion, and we look forward to welcoming him and his wife Sarah and his two sons Liam and Jude as they come to serve alongside us. Ryan has served as a deacon intern in Holy Trinity Church, Ballylesson, over the past 3 years. It has also been a joy to welcome Francis Kamanra, a theological student on placement with us over 3 weeks in May. Over that period, Francis visited many of our organisations and he took part in leading services and preaching. He carried out some visiting in hospitals and nursing homes and in people's homes. He brought a deep sense of joy and living faith to all that he did, and it's always a privilege to be involved for a little while in the formation of students for ministry. Over many years, St. Finian's has been involved in training students and clergy and offering a broad range of experiences to those who come among us to learn. People have been so encouraging and supportive, and this makes a huge difference as people are taking their first steps in ministry. None of us are the finished article, and I have always appreciated the way people bear with you when you make mistakes and get things wrong, and help you to grow in confidence and competence as you get used to many things. So many theological students and newly ordained curates are a bit older these days and bring a wealth of experience from their previous jobs that really help in all sorts of ways as they begin the ordained ministry. Our thoughts and prayers will be with Francis as he returns to his training in Dublin, and with Ryan as he begins his ministry here in mid-June. Another group of people who are very much in our thoughts and prayers at this time of year are the young people sitting important exams in schools and universities. There's a certain inevitability about the sun making its appearance and the weather turning warm and pleasant as people try to study and concentrate on all the materials they have learned for their exams. Some younger students will have discovered in recent weeks where they will be headed to secondary school. And that's another big transition as people move from primary to secondary schools. When people get a place in the school they have chosen as a first preference and have worked hard to secure that spot, there's a lot of joy as those letters flutter through the letterbox. There will, however, be others who feel disappointed and sad at not achieving the marks they had hoped for or the school of their choice. Let's hold all our young people in prayer, asking that God will reveal to each one just how precious they are in his sight and his good plans for their lives. We have enjoyed some very special events in recent weeks in church. It was wonderful to welcome the choir from St. Malachy's College to sing choral evensong in May under the direction of Mark, our musical director. We enjoyed a special gathering for an evening of Taizé worship as part of our Mind Matters project, and in July we look forward to an evening concert performed by the choir of Wadham College, Oxford. Our very own Eva Hayward sings in that choir, and it is touring Northern Ireland and performing concerts in different venues over the first week in July. It seems likely our concert in St. Finian's will be on Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 7 p.m. And while admission is free, there will be a basket for donations to fund the choir's tour. It's a very special privilege to get the opportunity to welcome them to our beautiful church as part of a summer evening concert. We say a huge thank you to all of our organisation leaders who will be taking a well-deserved break over the summer months, and also to our Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders. We hope that everyone will be refreshed and built up through the summer. With best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Some notices. From the registers, Christian Marriage, the 1st of May, Katie Coughlin and John Bork. Holy Communion, Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for tea, coffee, scones and friendships, and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. Sunday School Prize Giving will take place at our 11 a.m. service on Sunday the 22nd of June. We would like to encourage all our children to make a special effort to attend the service and receive their prize for attending Sunday School faithfully each week. Prayer Meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings throughout June. If you would like to join us, send an email to, all one word, zoomtosaintfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Please note that there will be no meeting on Thursday the 29th of May due to the Ascension Day service. St Finian's Toddlers will not be meeting on Monday the 26th of May due to the bank holiday. Our last day of meeting before the summer holidays is Monday the 9th of June, when we will be having a party. We hope everyone enjoys the summer. Good luck to everyone who is moving on to nursery and to school. We will resume meeting on Monday the 8th of September. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will always be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you wish them to be. His mobile number, 07513 947504. His email, robsmill24@gmail.com. Notice on the new curate for St Finian's. The Reverend Dr. Ryan David Hawke is from Colorado, but has spent time living in Arkansas during university and Tennessee as a rock and roller before moving to Belfast nearly 11 years ago. One of his great interests is his family. His wife, Sarah Beth, works for Field Day Candles, and they have two boys, Liam and Jude, who both attend Methodist College. They've been on some great adventures moving across the world, and they aim to live out the best story they can by following Jesus and inviting others to come along on the journey of being a disciple. Ryan has worked in church settings, academic, theological and ministry contexts since 2002. In the Church of Ireland, he has served at three different parishes in varying cultural and demographic backgrounds, as an intern in St Jude's, lay curate in Magherlin, deacon intern and assistant minister at Ballylesson. He is also an associate lecturer at Belfast School of Theology. He loves to read good questions, seeking the truth and questioning everything to find it. Ryan loves food and believes in the shared table and the breaking of bread together. He is interested in the engagement of story, imagination, and scripture as a formative tool for spiritual growth. Ryan completed a PhD on Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the integration of academic and spiritual formation in theological education. He is a minister, academic, and artist that believes in the role of scholar priests and telling the story of God. He also enjoys rugby as a supporter and player, though he should hang up the boots. Some sort of music is always playing on the speakers or in his head. He believes in the church and the calling to serve Christ's kingdom through the church, even if the responsibility is scary. He and his family are excited to join in what God is doing at St. Finian's. A note from the Mother's Union. Hello everyone. Just to confirm the outing to the Livingston Centre at Calinchy Parish, which was supposed to take place on Saturday the 7th of June, has been postponed due to booking issues, and we intend to go in September instead. Details to follow in due course. Here we are again approaching the summertime, and our Mother's Union branch meetings pause until September this year. You've heard of the old saying, don't judge or criticise anyone until you've walked a mile in their shoes or moccasins. Moccasins relates to the Cherokee Indians, where the proverb comes from. Although the meaning is don't be in a rush to judge someone too quickly, I think it could aid us in using our imagination in a positive way to simply help us understand and respond to people in very different circumstances than our own. Mother's Union, as a global organisation, helps us do that with the Connect magazine, which is published in the spring and the autumn. Other Christian movements, such as Christian Aid, Tear Fund, Barnabas Trust, etc., also keep us up to date about what is happening in God's world. Can you, try to think what it would be like to flee your home with your family, lose your livelihood, travel far with only the clothes on your back and little else, and live in a refugee camp? This is the experience of thousands in Sudan. Mother's Union are helping with feeding the hungry, enabling access to basic health care, running literary classes and praying for them, offering fellowship and support and relocation to safer places in Egypt and South Sudan. Another positive initiative led by Mother's Union helps young families by delivering 8 to 12 week parenting program, taught through locally trained people in places like the Solomon Islands. This has seen a big impact on nurturing healthy relationships, benefiting husbands, wives, and children. So whether tragedies are caused by war, famine, disease, or natural disasters, Mother's Union are there to respond as Jesus' hands across the world. Just to return to the Cherokee proverb mentioned above, when we think about the incarnation, isn't that what Jesus did? He came from above, left all the majesty of heaven, and stepped into our world in a human body born at Bethlehem to take on our nature, experience the joys and sorrows of life, and ultimately to die for our sins and rise again. He truly knows how we feel and can sympathise with our struggles and weaknesses and help us overcome them by his Spirit. I omitted from previous notes to congratulate Heather Leckie on her appointment as Diocesan Secretary for the Down and Dromore Diocese. All of us from our parish wish her all the best in this important role. May you all have a lovely summer with family and friends. Hopefully, weather permitting, we will be able to enjoy activities outdoors. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary. Mobile number 0759 607 5081. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, June 2025. The 1st to the 3rd of June, Johannesburg in South Africa, Kumi in Uganda, Nsukka and Idoani in Nigeria, Derby in England, and Madhya Kerala in India. 4th to the 6th of June. Iba, in South Sudan. Maseno North, in Kenya. Isiala Ngawa and Ondo, in Nigeria. Fredericton, in Canada. And Amritsar, in India. 8th to the 10th of June. Yambio, in South Sudan. Garissa, in Kenya. Mbamili, in Nigeria. Hereford, in England. Wilokra, in Australia and Thailand. 11th to the 13th of June. Mahajanga, in Madagascar. Mara, in Tanzania. West Buganda, in Uganda. Koi, in Nigeria. Newcastle, in Australia. And East Kerala, in India. The 15th to the 17th of June. Bukavu, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Nahuru, in Kenya. Koboko, in Nigeria. Portsmouth, in England. And New Guinea Islands in Papua New Guinea. 18th to the 20th of June. Rajaf in South Sudan. The Military Episcopate in Kenya. Doko and Owo in Nigeria. Chelmsford in England. And Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. The 22nd to the 24th of June. Rumonge in Burundi. Tabora in Tanzania. Kaba and Bukuru in Nigeria. St. Albans in England. And Nagpur in Italy. Sorry, India. The 25th to the 27th of June. Table Bay in South Africa. The Rift Valley in Tanzania. Ivo and Ijebu in Nigeria. Adelaide in Australia. And Taichung in South Korea. The 29th to the 30th of June. Eastern Zambia in Zambia. Mombasa in Kenya. Gwagwalada and Ekiti West in Nigeria. Leicester in England. And Timotu in the Solomon Islands. Notification of services for June. Sunday the 1st of June. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall. 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 8th of June. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Holy Communion. 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 15th of June. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Morning Prayer. 3:30 p.m. Down Cathedral. The Ordination to Priesthood of the Reverend Dr. Ryan Hawke. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 22nd of June. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Morning Prayer and the Sunday School Prize Giving. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 29th of June. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Service of Wholeness and Healing. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. A note on the availability of the creche. This is available during the 11 a.m. service. Feel free to leave your children over to the Houston Hall at any point before or during the service. Messy Church. Hello everyone. Our next Messy Church will be held on Friday the 6th of June. All children of nursery and primary school age are welcome. Our theme will be the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. That's Matthew 13 verses 44 to 46. We look forward to sharing faith, fun and food with you from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Come along and bring a friend. God bless the Messy Church team. The Divine Healing Ministry Service. This will be held on Tuesday, the 24th of June at 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker will be Brother David Jardine, and everyone is welcome. From Norman Slater. The Florida Nation Rota for June. The 1st, Mrs. G. Downey. The 8th, Mrs. J. Crawford. The 15th, the choir. 22nd, to be confirmed. And the 29th, Mrs. N. Erskine. Some notes from Jim Hawkey, the Glee Warden. Tree history. Most members of the congregation will remember the large tree which was formerly in the front grounds between the Garden of Remembrance and the road. This was badly damaged in the first of the recent storms and has been largely removed, leaving a stump which will be extracted during the course of June. Examination of the tree rings in the stump has revealed two items of interest. First, it can be observed that in a number of years the growth rings are remarkably thick, indicating extremely good growth rates. This reflects a comment made to me some years ago by a forester friend, who said that Ireland is the best place on the planet to grow trees, having a remarkably moderate climate, with plenty of moisture. The second bit of information, which has been revealed, is that the tree was approximately 36 years old. If we presume that the tree was planted at something like 4 to 6 years old, then it would have been planted around 30 to 32 years ago, sometime between 1993 and 95. Does anyone recall this tree being planted? Was there a specific reason for it being planted? There is a polished stone at the base of the tree, but no inscription. Perhaps something has been attached to the stone which has since been lost. If you have any information on the background to this tree, perhaps you would get in touch with myself, Jeff Harmon, or Linda Campbell. It is hoped to have the remaining tree removal work carried out around the middle of June. Finally, just to state the obvious, we all know how curious children can be, but it will be most important they stay away from any damaged trees or trees and branches on the ground until we can complete removal. Keeping up appearances. Summer is the ideal time to carry out various bits of repair, tidying up, etc. around the church, taking care of those things which have built up during the year. So to help keep the buildings and grounds in good order, we have designated 2 days devoted to various tasks and would appreciate your help on Tuesday the 10th and Wednesday the 11th of June. You don't need to attend the whole time, just whatever time you might have available. All will be welcome. During the 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. there will be light general duties, tidying up, pruning, brushing, cleaning, possibly also some painting. See you then, Jim Hawkey, the Glebe Warden. A note from the Craigie Crafters. Come along to Craigie Crafters. All sorts of crafts take place on a Tuesday morning between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. At the minute, we are busy making bunting to decorate the hall. Crafters will be meeting every Tuesday in June, and everyone is very welcome to come and join in with the crafting, the chat, and a cuppa, of course. Janet Johnston. Telephone number 07711 885 203. A note on general maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of the estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 20th of June. See you then. Jim Hawkey, Glebe Warden. A note on the St Finian's History Project from 1932 to 2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have any photographs from the over the years? Any old church magazines? Any material for display purposes? Any information about church organisations? Anything else that might be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to all one word, St Finian's 100 years at outlook.com. We would be grateful if any contributions could be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com. That's 100 as numbers rather than letters. Or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to John Downey for providing the sixth article in this history series, sharing his memories of fields of life work in establishing and supporting hospitals and clinics in Uganda. And here is the article that John Downey has provided regarding the St Finian's history and fields of life. Fields of Life has built two small hospitals and two clinics in Uganda. St Finian's equipped these facilities with most of their basic equipment. Over a few years, four 40-foot containers were filled with second-hand hospital equipment acquired from the various hospital trusts in Northern Ireland. This, along with school materials and building equipment, was shipped to Uganda. The logistical nightmare of getting the goods to their destinations began at Kampala's customs. Despite meticulous manifests, they removed all the goods from the tightly packed containers to check them. We had to employ the services of an armed guard to prevent theft. Transporting the goods to the various locations was always a challenge. Near impassable roads and trucks with bare tires, damaged tarpaulins and cracked windscreens. For several years, we assisted with the running of one of these hospitals, the Rafa Medical Centre, located beside the equator in southwest Uganda. In the initial stages, the local witch doctors and village birthing women tried to dissuade people from attending the hospital, stating they would be mistreated and even killed. However, with outreach to the villages and successful treatment of patients, this was gradually overcome. There are many moving stories from the hospital, such as the little baby girl who was abandoned at the hospital entrance, seriously ill with pneumonia and expected to die. The hospital team worked passionately with her for weeks and managed to save her young life. She had no name or family and she was always bright and smiling. So the staff called her Haffy. Happily, a lady who had been a patient in the hospital adopted her. On another occasion, a young girl was minding a cow that had just given birth to a calf. This was alongside the roadway where there was some grass available. When she tried to bring the cow home, the animal was in a protective mood and gored the girl across the stomach, spilling out her intestines with its metre-long horns. She was found lying at the side of the road by some people who put her on their truck and dumped her at the entrance of the hospital and drove away. Locals do this in case they would be asked to pay for the treatment. Our doctor put back her intestines as best he could and put a large bandage around her body. However, she needed serious surgery, which was beyond the scope of our little hospital. We managed to hire a pickup truck locally, laid her in the back on a pressure release mattress and drove through the night on very rough, unpaved roads to a hospital who had a surgeon. During the night, she underwent an operation. Unfortunately, her organs were not too seriously damaged. She was kept there for a week and returned to Rafa for convalescence, where she regained good health. There are many such stories from the hospital, some good, some sad, but many lives have been saved in the not-for-profit hospital, where no one is turned away regardless of their ability to pay. In later years, Fields of Life decided to withdraw from funding medical facilities. However, St Finian still maintains a connection with Rafa Medical Centre. A note on St Finian's Pilates. For this month's article, I thought it would be useful to consider a question I've been asked occasionally. Is reformer or mat Pilates better? Before I do that, it's worth noting that Pilates is growing in popularity. And according to the ClassPass 2024 look back report, it was the most booked fitness class last year. The two main types of Pilates workout methods currently are mat Pilates and reformer Pilates. As the name suggests, mat Pilates is done on a mat and uses body weight for resistance to develop greater core strength and stability. On the other hand, reformer Pilates is done on a machine called a reformer, which is basically a raised mat that moves with springs for resistance and fixes the hands and feet with straps and loops. While both can build strength, improve flexibility and posture, the choice of which type will come down to personal preference, goals, and, it has to be said, cost. Mat Pilates is low impact and is gentle on your joints, and a better option for those who experience joint pain, have mobility issues, or are recovering from an injury. It has the additional benefit of not requiring expensive or bulky equipment and can be done anywhere. However, it can be tough if starting from square one or if you've never done any form of core strength training before, and it is vital to use proper form to avoid putting undue strain on joints and muscles. This is why most Pilates exercises have many modifications and options based on classical movements. The main benefit of reformer Pilates is that the body can be trained lying down with springs to provide resistance as opposed to gravity, and it can be more easily adapted for rehabilitation of injuries. However, it is very expensive. Each item of equipment can cost several thousand pounds. It may be intimidating because of the equipment, and ideally should be done in very small groups to ensure the exercises are carried out safely. For most people, mat Pilates will be the obvious choice to start with, and it is a great way to learn the fundamental movements and principles, which in turn may allow you to give reformer Pilates a go. No matter which you choose, the most important thing is to work to your own limits and focus on performing the basic movements with precision and correct form to get the most benefit from the exercises. Until the next time, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact John Waterworth. His number 07941 368546, or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Another upcoming event. St George's Singers present a summer concert of anthems and songs by 20th century English composers, including songs for contralto from Edward Elgar's Sea Pictures. This will be held on Wednesday the 4th of June at 7:45 in St George's Church, Belfast. Tickets are priced at £15 or £10 for students, and are available from choir members and at the door, or phone 07793 018 748. Some contact details. Director, telephone 028 9079 3822. Church office hours, Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. church office telephone number 028 9079 2793, and email contact is office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazines are also available by email, and you can help the environment. If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays using the contact details provided earlier. Any articles for inclusion in the July-August magazine should be sent to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office by noon on Tuesday the 3rd of June. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org or find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/stfinians. Thank you very much. That is the end of the St Finian's Parish Magazine, June 2025.